Welcome, everyone, to the Journey to Success radio show with your host, Taylor Tagg. This program is on the Journey to Success radio network, a new station on blogtalkradio.com. The purpose of JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. Check out the growing Journey to Success broadcast team at journeytosuccessradio.com. Before we start our interview today with Don Purdom, let me tell you a little bit about my background and my program. I help people who are ready for a quantum leap in life learn precisely how to let go of hurt and resentments, permanently releasing themselves of the past to experience boundless peace and freedom. It's quite amazing. And to find out more about my powerful Heart Center Forgiveness work and my new book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, please visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com. And now on to today's success story. My guest today is Don Purdom. He's an entrepreneur, a speaker, and a relationship and business coach who rescues marriages and businesses so both can coexist happily in the home. Over the last 10 years, Don has been an entrepreneur in four different businesses and has had the opportunity to meet with over 1,000 small business owners. The one thing he's learned is that if you lose your family, you will lose your business. And many entrepreneurs and small business owners are chasing the dream. They dream of success, large paychecks, big homes, fancy cars, only to find out they're in it by themselves. They've worked so hard on the business that they've left their family behind. And Don has witnessed businesses close, divorces follow, bankruptcy ensue, affairs begin, and people are left asking why. And it was all very avoidable. And Don and his wife, Nicole, have been blessed to navigate these waters successfully. And they want to share with you what it takes to develop a system that will help you manage both your business and your marriage. And their mission is simple, to help married entrepreneurs and business owners and those in high-stress jobs find joy and satisfaction together while running a business. So Don is joining us today on Journey to Success Radio to tell us about the impact that his relationship system has on saving marriages and saving businesses. So, Don, welcome to Journey to Success. We're glad to have you today.
Well, Taylor, thanks so much for having me. It's my honor and blessing, and I hope that we can share some information with your audience that will be able to help them in their journey.
Well, that's exactly what we plan to do, and so we thank you for being on the program today. So you are a relationship and business expert, and you're in the business of saving marriages and saving business. So give our audience a kind of a background or beginning of how you got into this work and how you do this.
Sure. I have to go rewind just a little bit to help set that stage, but a number of years ago, about 15 years ago now, I was a chaplain in the United States Army National Guard. And during that experience, we had this little event happen called 911, right? And during that time, we have all of these new deployments going on, and these stresses are tremendous on families. And it was just an incredible time of learning a lot about psychology, a lot about counseling. Of course, I've already got a great theological background on top of it, right? So it just enhances what I already have been trained to do and what I already know. And during that time is when I really began to find this deep passion for working with couples. We'd had a lot of experiences in our church, and we just were really blessed to have a unique marriage myself, where my wife and I are more than just best friends. I mean, we're truly the definition of soulmates. You fast forward that message or that experience to 8 years ago, I ran into an opportunity to start my own business, and it really was an opportunity that was forced on me more than anything else due to a horrific accident I had on a horse, first time ever being on one, and ended up in the hospital with $90,000 of instant debt and no health insurance. So I was kind of forced into having to do something to generate an income for my family, because at that moment I was going to start a church, and of course that just didn't work out for obvious reasons. And here I am, broken and in complete debt, not sure what to do, so I start a business. 8 years later, where we're at today, I have had the unique privilege of meeting thousands of small and medium-sized business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and I have witnessed firsthand and live through an experience myself, although I've been blessed to deepen my relationship with my wife through the experience because of our communication skills and how we relate to one another. But I've learned that's not true for most business owners. Those are not skills that they have. And marriage is not a natural thing in terms of communication. It's like everything else. It's taught behaviors. And so if you're not developing those communication skills, then that's exactly what I discovered by observing all of these businesses, that when they lost their families, they lost their business. It really is that simple. So hopefully that answers your question in terms of what brought this into perspective to me. It took all of those passions that I once had, and it realigned them with where I'm at right now, because I really have a deep-seated passion to help businesses succeed, because I know what it takes for a business to make it, but I also know what it's going to take for the marriage to deepen and continue to grow during times of those intenseful, stressful moments when things around you in business don't look the way you want it to look, or it's not going the way you want it to go.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because as before we get into your work and the benefits that you have for marriages and businesses, tell us a little bit, Don, about what you see as some of the factors that, you know, contribute to breakdowns both in the marriages and the business.
Well, there are a couple of them, and I'll speak obviously in extreme generalities, but I think almost all of us will identify with these. Many times we go into businesses very glossy-eyed. We're thinking all about the possibilities and all of the hopes and the dreams. And our spouses many times have not started businesses. They don't run businesses. Maybe they're employed. Maybe they're stay-at-home moms. Maybe there's a lot of different types of spouses out there. But both of them kind of have this dream for what could be. And by the time you get into the business, you get 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, maybe even 12 months, you begin to realize that what you thought it was going to be, what you planned for, is not the result. And so what happens is the business owner of the two spouses, assuming that the other spouse is not involved in the business, that business owner becomes even more stressed because they're looking at the reality of what's happening. Either my marketing is not working, I'm not getting enough sales, the cash flow isn't where it needs to be, and they go running to the business. They end up spending more time in the business than they should. And what happens on the other end of the stick is that the spouse is sitting there now watching their husband or their wife working 60, 70, 80, 90 hours a week. They have no idea what's going on in the business because there's now no communication. We've got communication breakdowns happening. And as those communication breakdowns happening, that other spouse begins telling themselves stories. What is he or she doing? How are they spending their time? We can't pay the mortgage. What about the electric bill? I've got groceries to buy. The kids have this need. There's that going on over there. And that spouse ends up becoming a single parent because the other member of the family team, the business owner, has invested all of their time trying to get the ship turned around. And what they don't understand is now their family is getting stressed at home. They're disconnected from home. They don't know. There's communication breakdowns, obviously. And as that begins to develop and intensify, when they come home, now they're dealing with family stress when they're at home for the little bit of time that they're there. And instead of having good communication, we get emotional-based communication, not logic, reason-based communication. So when that emotional communication starts happening, now, because it's emotional and not logic-based, we have more problems. We're intensifying the stress. It's all kind of a build-up, and that business owner, to get away from the stress at home, now runs back to the business even more. And so what happens in the business at this time is number one, because you're physically tired, you're emotionally tired, you're spiritually exhausted, you no longer have what you really need to get back to that business, and it becomes the business owner becomes less productive, less efficient, and therefore the business becomes less profitable. If you have employees, you're probably projecting that stress on your employees, and your employees then begin projecting that stress on your customers, and your customers stop coming back because they're not having a raving culture experience. They don't want to do business with you. They don't like the environment or what they're feeling and sensing. And so it's one big vicious circle. And this propagation in our culture that we're telling ourselves what happens at work stays at work, what happens at home stays at home. But that's just simply not true. You are one whole person, not a compartmentalized person. And those two things begin conflicting and bouncing off of each other. And what needs to happen is we have to bring those two into alignment, the business and the home.
Well, that's a great point. And I think you've touched on some pain points there that a lot of our listeners can identify with, you know, especially the communication issues and, you know, diving more into the business when things at home are not going so well. So tell us about your system, your marriage system, and how you come in as a coach and a person who can help with not only the marriage but the business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what happens is number one, the system is designed to teach each individual member, each spouse, who are you as an individual? See, the problem is we get fixated on trying to fix the other person. And the problem is not the other person. 95% of all problems we have start with me, not the other person. We
Which
have
is a hard
to learn
thing
to look
swallow at times, right? That's a hard pill to swallow.
Oh, it's incredibly hard to swallow. And it takes, what's happening is that an individual has to learn who they are. They've got to learn what were the programs instilled within them from birth to 8 years old. What were the things that the parents put into them, the stories that they started telling themselves? I have to teach them what's happening in their subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind doesn't know truth from fiction, right from wrong, good versus evil. It only knows the stories that you programmed it over years to tell. And it begins to inform your belief system. It begins to form your self-image. It begins to form your communication styles and how you communicate. So where we start is teaching the individual about, number one, who are you? Who are you as a person? What are your motivations for doing what you do? If you can, we filter everything through two questions, right? And we don't even know that this is how we get to our motivations, but because it's programmed in us. It's all in our subconscious. So if we begin to ask ourselves two questions, which we do subconsciously, but we want to bring it to the surface, number one, what benefit do I have to gain? Or number two, what loss am I trying to avoid? You want to know who you are as a person, define how you answer those two questions. Because you're doing it with every single decision that you make. It just happens at a subconscious level. So if you can learn to answer those two questions, then it changes everything, because you begin to realize one's a positive, one's a negative. One's an optimist, one's a pessimistic point of view. So those are instilled in you from 0 to 8 years old. And it drives everything that you do. So I want to know, why did you start a business? Did you start your business from a positive point of view, or did you start it from a negative point of view? Because if you started your business from a negative, I mean, think about this. There's a lot of people starting businesses right now because they've been unemployed for a long time, right? Is that a positive or a negative? As a general rule of thumb, it's a negative.
Absolutely.
And you're starting your business off on the wrong foot and already setting yourself up for failure, because we can create these self-fulfilling prophecies by the stories that we tell ourselves. So if our subconscious says, well, this is all you're good at, you can't do anything else, you don't have any other value to anyone. If that's what you're coming to the table with, then what are you going to start through your body language and your communication styles? What are you going to be telling your customers? So I think that those are part of what we want to do, is identify with them. Who are you? What are your motives? What are your programs? And what areas of feedback do you need in communication? And if I can help them uncover those things through the coaching program, Then I can help them understand with your spouse, how do you communicate? Is most of your, there's three types of communications, parent, adult, and child. The parent and child forms of communication are highly emotional. And it's not real communication, it's just screaming at each other.
But we if see I can, a lot of that, don't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, because if I take on a parental role in my communication, many times that's very condescending. It's very directive. It's very, I know you don't know, right? The person receiving it reacts like a child. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me how to think. Who are you? You don't know what happened to me today. And it just fuels the fire. But if we can get to an emotional place of maturity where we can talk adult to adult, then we can solve problems. But we can't solve problems if all we're doing is having an emotional discussion. But there's a reason for those emotions that come to the surface, and we have to figure out what are those programs, why are you responding to your spouse the way that you're responding? What's happening in there that's creating this environment that's festering and having a negative effect on you? And then we can move into self-awareness and helping you understand why you succeed or fail, and then we can help redevelop a business plan and a business model, because really this doesn't just affect your marriage, it affects your business too. So if you can reset those emotional barriers in there and start looking at things from a positive instead of from a negative, then we can really create a fantastic business plan. We can develop a family plan, and we can bring those two things into alignment. And in the process, we can save businesses and we can save marriages. That's what I believe, Taylor. That's what the program's designed to do.
Well, that says a lot, Don. You're exploring some deep areas, and one that's gonna, you're gonna have to go inside yourself to be able to accomplish it. To know who you are, and then what you bring to the table, and then also how you communicate with your spouse, and finding a common area and a common, I guess, common ways to do that, which I'm sure your system includes those practical tools and kind of easy steps to follow, does it not?
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, we'll get into things like some spouses, because they don't know how to understand yet where their emotional levels are at. What are those buttons that, you know, your other, that one spouse can push to the other, and they don't even realize it's happening. When I teach them, I use this illustration. Let's say that we have a train tracks that are in the shape of a horseshoe, and you're right in the middle of that horseshoe. Well, for most of us, we can't feel or discern what's happened to us until we see the train going around the other corner after it's already hit us and bludgeoned us, right? We feel the effects of it, and it's painful, but we don't know what in the world just happened. What I try to do is give them the tools that they need so that they can learn to feel when they're in the middle of it. That train is on me right now. Roll off the tracks. And then as maturity happens through the process, they can learn to feel the tracks vibrating and step off the tracks before the train comes around the corner.
That's, I think that'd be an important point, to get off the tracks when the train runs over you, so to speak.
Yeah, and so we need tools. So maybe we need keywords, right? Maybe we need to create some keywords for one spouse when one spouse is noticing that another is about to set them off. And maybe there's just one word they can use that helps the other spouse understand that we've got a problem. Please don't go there right now. I'm not ready for that. I can't handle this discussion, whatever the case may be. But you can feel those emotions starting to swelter so that you can use just a word that helps. Another thing we might do is we might work with them to help them learn to understand what is the actual communication style, what is the feedback that the other person needs. So if my feedback need, there's three of them, love, respect, or acceptance. Mine is respect, right? So if I feel that my spouse is not respecting me in our communication, then I need to know that she's not doing that to hurt me. She's on my team. She wants to help me. She's invested in me. Everything I do is important to her. So if I can teach myself, she's not trying to dent me or hurt me. She's trying to understand. She sees something that I don't see. And I need to learn how to take my ego, set that thing aside, because it hurts us more than it will ever help us. Matter of fact, it's kind of interesting. Nicole and I was talking about it last night. Have you ever noticed with a lot of people that struggle with pride, they don't really have a real reason to be proud?
That's true. A lot of people do struggle with pride, and you're right, it's because the ego is kind of enlarged and in charge, so to speak, and that's really it's one of those things that it's a challenge for most people to set aside their ego and really listen to a person.
Yeah, because what's driving that is insecurity. What really drives ego is insecurity. And if we can learn how to become secure with who we are as people, realize we're not perfect, that we're making changes to become better every day, intentionally, consciously, then we become more secure, and those things then don't bother us the way that they used to. You know, we can get out of our own way.
That's really the key that I found. It's hard to get out of your own way, and the ego is a big part of that, and you know, really the challenge is to set it aside, because really what I've found is your ego is a protector. It's protecting you from something in your life. And understanding that first and understanding why it's trying to protect you in a certain situation is the key. And then once you do that, you're able to navigate away from it a little bit and get into the things that will allow you to live the life you desire, whatever that is for you.
Yeah, and here's the kicker, Taylor. Think about this. If for all these years you've told yourself the wrong story, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm too good looking, I'm too sexy for my own skin, I'm too smart, I am a genius. And if you're not those things that you're telling yourself, that ego is getting in the way now, because that it's not the truth. The ego believes the lie. And now it's defending you against the lie.
So I'm sure a lot of your process deals with, you know, what is your truth and getting down to that. And you've given us, Don, you've given us some great, great tips and great levels of expectation that we can gain from working with you. So are there any other key points or areas you want to talk about if we were to become your client and work with you, what could we expect and look forward to with you?
Yeah, what you can expect out of the gate is that it's going to be hard. You're going to have to confront some things. I mean, you're going to have to confront the reality that, number one, just because you may be successful in one area of life, it doesn't mean you're going to be successful in another. So you may be doing great at work. Your business may be thriving, but your family is the pits. You may be doing wonderful at home, but your business is a problem. We need to be aware of that. Just because you're successful in one area of life, it does not guarantee success in another. Secondly, it'll be hard. You're going to have to confront some things. You're going to have to look at yourself in the mirror. You're going to have to acknowledge that you are an imperfect human being. But when you can come to that conclusion, here's what you can really expect. You can expect a breakthrough like nothing you've ever seen. There's nothing more rewarding than when you see the lights come on and you see people's lives changed and transformed. And where they had no joy, now they have joy. Doesn't mean they're happy, because happiness is something based on a condition, a situation, or a circumstance. But joy is something permanent within you. So a great example is, there's a video on my website at donpurtum.com. Right there on the homepage, it's a testimonial. Michael and Joy, serial entrepreneur. She's an executive. Communication style is completely different. And if you watch that video, it's about 4 minutes long. You can see the effect and the change on their relationship just in two meetings. So what you can expect is you can expect to grow, change, learn things about yourself you never knew, in turn learn things about your spouse that you never knew. You might have been married 25 years. I promise you, you'll learn something new. and it will change your life.
Well, you're exactly right. And I know that as we stay more open to change and learning something new, that's when we usually get the lights to come on. And you mentioned that video on your website, and I'm sure our audience will go to your website, which is donpurdum.com. That's D-O-N-P-U-R-D-U-M, donpurdum.com, and watch that video. But, Don, if you would, just give us a little bit of understanding about what that video entails and some of the mindset changes that you've seen in some of your clients. What happens when the light bulb comes on from them? I mean, what really happens between the two, the man and the wife? What happens in that relationship? Tell us a little bit about the benefits there.
Well, absolutely. Usually by the time I'm getting in front of them, they've already been to marriage counseling. They've already tried it. Nothing seems to be working. In Michael's case in the video, they share they've been going to counseling for 5 years. And all they got was a runaround. All they got was, well, let's deal with your childhood and let's deal with this. And they didn't need that. They needed to understand some things that came out of their childhood that informs who they are as a person, but they needed tools to teach them how to make their marriage work. And so that's what's exciting. That's the end result that you get, is how do I take this relationship where these two parties are ready to say, I'm done. I'm walking away. I've had enough. I can't take any more. But the truth of it is nobody wants to walk away from their marriage. Nobody wants to be a failure at the most important thing in life that they do, and that's love the people around them and be with them for a lifetime. We don't want to walk away from those things. When we get to the point that we're that desperate and we say it's done, it's over, it's unrecoverable, folks, it's never unrecoverable. It's never without hope. It's only unrecoverable and without hope to the degree that you will not change yourself. Because people, when they see you change, they will react to that change. They really will. And when both of you are doing that together, it is phenomenal, the results. People are happy. They're smiling. They're building trust in one another because trust didn't exist. They're building confidence. Confidence is coming back. They're building that sense of love for one another again, that kind of love that they used to have back when they first met, when they first got married, when it was all new and they didn't have any experiences together. When you begin to understand the other person and put yourself in their shoes as you're working through your own issues, you begin to really see how much you do love this person, how much you do want to be with this person, and how much you do want to make it work. And then when those issues get settled, guess what usually happens to the business?
It thrives.
It turns around. It absolutely does. It will thrive because the relationships, we're humans. We're not businesses. And that's the other story that we keep telling ourselves. It isn't about the business because when other people sense your problems, they don't want to do business with you. But when you're happy and joyful and playful and you can create a raving culture, then that raving culture will translate itself into raving fans who come back to your business and do business with you over and over and over again, who also then tell other people about your business and why they need to do business with you. So there's actually a blog where a business coach and I had this discussion on my website, and it's really an entertaining video and commentary. I really encourage people to listen to that. Because again, the whole point is that you're not disconnected in your life. One thing affects the other, and when one thing gets out of alignment, it whacks everything out of alignment. So that's what you can expect, is you can expect to have all of those circles of your life come back into alignment again.
Well, Don, I think you've hit on a couple of key points that probably all of us listening have experienced at one time or another, either with our marriage or with a business or with both. And so I'm sure you've got a lot of interest peaked here at this moment. So tell us how to get in touch with you and contact you with you should we want to explore your services a little more.
Absolutely. The fastest and easiest way is through donpurdum.com, donpurdum.com. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/donpurdum or LinkedIn at Don Purdum on LinkedIn. And I would love the opportunity. We've got a membership program on the site. It's $10 a month. We're building a massive video library right now. Over the next number of months, there'll be more videos on there than you'll know what to do with them all, from how-tos and ideas to inspirational stories to, well, goodness, you name it. We do Google Hangouts several times a week with some professionals who are really smart and gifted people that have experienced these things in their own life. Some of them have lost their families because of the exact same thing I'm talking about, and they can share what not to do. Here are the things I did. Here were the problems that I had. And then, of course, I'm a speaker. So if you have a need and you want me to come speak, I would love to come share with your audience and help position them so that they can start making a positive difference in their lives there. All that can be found on my website.
Okay, donpurdum.com, donpurdum. And I guess as we kind of round this interview out, Don, a little bit, tell me about what really drives you to be so successful and passionate about saving marriages and saving relationships. I mean, what is the heart of your business? What is it for you? Tell the audience what drives you to be so successful.
Well, at the end of the day, it all comes out of our own experiences, right? And I'm a child of divorce. I've been wonderfully married for 20 years to the most incredible woman on the earth. But prior to meeting her, my parents went through a divorce when I was 11 years old. And that was probably the most challenging time in my life. There's a lot that goes into that packaging, right? But the short and skinny of it is I've experienced both sides of it. One as a child, teenager, young adult, and the other side of it is having the most incredible wife on the planet of them. It'll be 20 years this July that we've been married. And
congratulations.
I've just seen the gamut between my experience as a military chaplain, and at the end of the day, our lives are about investing in people. Business is great, money's great, all of those things are good, but at the end of the day, we can't take those things when we go. In this world, I've learned we only get we only have two resources we can never get back. I can get back money, I can get back homes, I can get back cars, I can get new businesses, I can do all of this stuff. But I can't get back the people that I love when they leave us. And I can't get back every second that goes by. Once a second goes by, it's gone forever. I never get it back. So that's what drives me. What drives me is the fact that we can passionately teach people how to best use their lives to achieve the goals and dreams that they have. And when we work together as a team, we can realize them. When we don't, we destroy them.
Well, I hear that passion in your voice, Don, and I know that you're making a positive difference in so many people's lives and so many relationships as well. So we encourage the audience to go to your website and see what you're about, and even use your services, because you're really making a difference in the world. And we want to thank you, and thank you, Don, for joining us today. You're listening to Journey to Success Radio Network. To find out more about the network, you can visit us at www.journeytosuccessradio.com. And again, we want to thank Don Purdum for joining us today on Journey to Success. And again, you can find him at donpurdum.com, P-U-R-D-U-M. And we will see you soon for our next amazing story on Journey to Success. Bye for now.